everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Beats Research Radio, a podcast and YouTube channel dedicated to bringing our community closer to the medical sciences and engineering fields. Joining us today is Dr. Neve Ad, an internationally renowned leader in cardiothoracic surgery. He's most known for his longtime involvement in minimally invasive cardiac surgical procedures and the development of various breakthrough technologies such as percutaneous valves. Dr. Ad joined the Washington Adventurist and the White Oak Medical Center after serving as the chair of cardiac surgery at the Innova Heart and Vascular Institute for almost a decade. In addition, Dr. Ad is an adjunct professor at Johns Hopkins University in the Division of Cardiac Surgery. And today I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Ad about the incredible work he's doing to improve the lives of patients all around the world. So thank you so much, Dr. Ad, for joining us here today on Beats Research Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So I would first like to ask, just what initially sparked your interest in pursuing medicine and in particular, cardiac surgery?
It's obviously multifactorial, many of us, it was not involving, family history or any other doctors in the family. It was more associated with some close people that had a severe illness that exposed me to the field when I was much younger. During the medical school years, I was very interested in the heart physiology and was really lucky to be introduced to some local leaders that were very keen on physiology, on surgery, and most importantly, on innovations and new devices. And that's basically what attracted me to the cardiac surgery field.
So I guess you mentioned that you were exposed to being in the hospital with family. What kind of relationship and communication do you now have with your patients being on the physician and surgeon side? Can you describe that communication that you have between your patients on a daily basis, and what goes into ensuring that your patients are comfortable?
Yeah, that's again, it's a key question. The life of a cardiac surgeon is sometimes, I wouldn't say stressful, but busy with difficult cases, difficult decisions, and so on and so forth. But my most important principle is that, behind the decision to perform a procedure, there is a family and a person, and it's never routine. So each family, each patient, they're completely different, and you have to be able to kind of catch the their point and what comfort them or what make them more comfortable with you and with going through this big procedure, whether it's an elective procedure, urgent or emergent procedure, depends on the situation itself. So I think it is very important not to forget that for us it's work, for them it's life, and try to meet it somehow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I guess that's also similar, maybe at a different level, but what we're trying to do here on Beats Research Radio is to communicate what's going on in the medical field and the innovations and the research that's going on, because our listeners are incredibly interested in that. And thanks for joining us today to explain a little bit about what's going on in cardiac surgery. So along those lines, do you mind telling us a little bit or giving us some insight on what types of procedures that you do? What kind of cardiac surgeries are you performing in your ORs?
Yeah, right now in this medical center, it's a different type of center compared to the one I was before, where I was the chair of the program. That being said, we are doing all sorts of procedures except for, I would say, the big surgery for the aorta. If it's emergent, not elective, elective cases of the aorta we do, and we don't do transplants. So, but my main interest is valve surgery and arrhythmia surgery, treating atrial fibrillation. But obviously, I'm very busy with coronary bypass surgery as well, because that's the most of what we do, generally speaking, everywhere as cardiac surgery.
Okay, and what would you say would factor into a successful surgery in terms of a patient that walks in through the door? What are some things that, in your opinion, really improve the outcomes and potentially the post-operative recovery of that patient?
Yeah, so it's an interesting question. Actually, I found it right on the point, because today, you know, I was privileged to be invited to give the Keon lectureship at the Heart Institute in Ottawa. And I basically went through what constitutes a successful procedure, but try to separate it, you know, first for the medical definition and the patient definition, or what is the patient looking for more than anything else. So in other words, you know, you can say that the medical definition of successful procedure is good outcome, early outcome, safe procedure, early quick recovery, and long-term, you know, excellent results. So those are the four main components. You can refer to them maybe a little differently if you will. So patients usually, when they come to see you in the office, and I'm talking about the elective kind of setup, they tend to focus more on recovery. They take it almost for granted that if they were sent to me, you know, the outcome is going to be good. They, not all of them pay much attention when I describe the potential risks and potential complications, especially with heart surgery. And many of them do not really focus on the long-term results, like 10 years from now. And the main thing is evolving after the first explanation goes in and so on and so forth is about around the recovery. So this is why I put this emphasis today. The title of the talk, by the way, was, I don't know if you're going to mention it, but I'll mention it now, is whether minimally invasive cardiac surgery is a gimmick or a necessity. And I went through a few aspects, like, you know, around to try to explain how patients see it and how physicians see it. And at the end of the day, successful procedure is all four of them. But being, you know, in a good center, and Ottawa Heart Institute is an excellent center as well. We deliver a good outcome all the time. It's now, I think, time to focus on easing the recovery.
And as a surgeon, you're involved in that, the surgery, but the post-operative, so that recovery that you're speaking about, would the surgeon be involved with the patient throughout that potentially that 10 years that you were speaking about?
It depends of what you define as involved. Each one of us is a little different. I can speak for myself and my group. We are very involved in during the hospital stay. And we also are kind of a little bit more aggressive in when we see the patient post-discharge. You know, there are a lot of different menus. When should the patients be seen again in the office? So we provide actually verbal or Zoom communication from the moment they leave as much as needed. And most importantly, we see the patients in the office a week after surgery. That type of approach taught us that we can address some of those minute issues that can become more significant early on and improve significantly their outcome. But in general, that's the reality. You see them in the hospital. My patient usually stay in the hospital, you know, 3-4 days, sometimes even less, sometimes longer, but in average, I would say 3-4 days after the procedure, see them in the office. And basically, I am available to address all questions anytime.
Yeah, so that's really incredible to just kind of think about all of the people and the team that goes into just one surgery. Would you have any new advancements or advancements that you see coming down the pipeline into cardiac surgery or potentially new technologies that you in your opinion are excited for to potentially use in your OR in the next couple of years?
Well, of course, we have changes all the time. I don't want to introduce a lot of confusion, but you know the transcatheter valve therapy is now picking up, especially in patients that cannot go through regular surgery, is one aspect that I'm not going to touch. But there is a lot of involvement there for cardiac surgery and interventional cardiologists together. In cardiac surgery per se, we are working diligently on two aspects of minimally invasive procedure. First is how to improve the procedure, visualization, you know, optics, equipment, and new suturing techniques or tying techniques that are much more suitable to small incisions. And the second one is obviously how to train the younger surgeon to be able to perform open minimally invasive procedure where open procedures, I think, are going to become a little less popular as we move ahead.
Yeah, that's a very encouraging final statement as well that, communicating the advancements that you've brought up and improved on during your career and teaching them to others is it's very inspiring, definitely, I think, for the next generation of students and surgeons. So this is going to conclude our interview today. So thank you very much, Dr. Ad, for joining us here on Beats Research Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, and it is a real pleasure.
Yes, we're incredibly grateful for the impact that you're making in cardiac surgery and improving the life of patients all around the world. So so thank you again.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. And to all of our listeners, thank you as well. Beats Research Radio is supported by the University of Ottawa Heart Institute, the Beats Research Lab, and the Department of Biochemistry, Microbiology, and Immunology at the University of Ottawa. Thanks, everyone. And don't forget to tune in next week.